Welcome to the Shamba Shaper Podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture.
Every farmer's dream is to have a bumper harvest.
You put money, time, and effort into growing. Let's say maize, either to feed your family or to sell in the market. And then, boom, you lose a few bags of your produce while harvesting and during storage. This is very painful.
Yes, it is. That's why we are going to look at the harvesting and storage of our farm produce, focusing on maize.
Many farmers use the correct seed, planted at the right time, and followed all the farm practices, including applying fertilizer, controlling weeds, and top dressing. The crops looked good until they began harvesting.
This is why on this episode, we will talk about how best to harvest and store our maize.
And we are not alone. We have our crop fundi with us. Welcome, Lillian.
Thank you for having me once again. I'm glad to be here. We say loss is experienced when the amount of maize harvested is reduced and the quality has gone down.
Lillian, how does this happen?
Farmers suffer losses in many ways. I'm sure we know of the ones that happen at the farm during planting and growing. Things to do with the pests and diseases and even the sudden weather changes.
Sure.
But our focus today is the final stage of harvesting and storage, right?
Yeah. We want to know how farmers lose some of their produce during harvesting and storage.
A large amount of total loss comes from attacks by diseases, rats and mice, as well as other issues that arise after the maize has left the shamba.
I know of one very dangerous fungal infection called aflatoxins, which can even cause cancer and are also very poisonous to the livestock.
You're right. As you can see, how you store your maize does not only bring you losses, but it also affects the health of human beings and animals that consume it.
And apart from health, poor quality maize will also result in a low price at the market.
That's correct. On average, 30 to 40% of the maize produced by farmers is lost between harvesting and marketing as a result of poor harvesting and storage. When a farmer loses 30% of harvest from a harvest of 20 bags per acre, it means that he has lost 6 bags. This is a very big loss of income to the farmer.
What are the most important things to remember when it comes to harvesting?
The two key things to keep in mind are 1. Harvesting time and the method used to harvest. Because harvesting at the wrong time can bring losses.
Mm-hmm. And maybe for the benefit of the listeners, what are the signs that show the maize is ready for harvesting?
To know if your maize is ready for harvesting, you will see that most leaves will have dried up,
mm-hmm.
the stalks turn yellow or brown,
mm-hmm.
and cobs begin to look like they are falling down on the stalk.
Normally, we know the time is ready for harvest when the grains are hard and not milky and the cobs are no longer good for roasting.
But before you harvest, you need to keep in mind that when harvesting is done too early, such as when the maize has not dried up well, it makes it easy for mold to grow and insects to attack.
And what happens when maize is not harvested after it has matured?
In that case, it is at risk of attack by birds, rats, and mice. And in some cases, rain, hailstorm. But Lillian, I have seen farmers cut the maize plants and heaping them together. Is this a good practice?
Yes, it is a good practice. It allows the maize to dry more. This is done by leaning maize against each other for 2 to 3 weeks before harvesting.
And what are the best methods of harvesting the maize?
There are two common ways. One is removing of husks from the cob, and this is mostly used by small-scale farmers. And then there is stalk cutting, which is more common in big plantations.
We usually handpick our maize and remove the husks at once and put them in bags or mats to dry. Ours is not a big farm.
Our neighbor also has a big shamba. He uses that method we mentioned earlier, where he cuts the maize using sickles and he heaps them together in the farm. He removes the husks and then stores the maize.
Seems like both of you have seen the two harvesting methods in use. That's good. Always note that after harvesting, we advise that the farmers dry the maize before removing it from the cob and taking it to storage.
Yes, removing grains from the cob before they are well dried is another reason why maize quality is reduced and the reason fungus can attack. It is like a baby and the umbilical cord. It's let to dry and drop.
Elias, what a comparison.
But he's right. Where the maize grain is attached to the cob is the weakest point and easily attacked by diseases.
Mm-hmm.
When maize is well dried, it is easy to shell, it will be stored for a long time, and it will not be easily attacked by pests or diseases.
And even after shelling, more drying is needed.
Is there a certain way that we should dry our maize?
Maize is dried by spreading the maize cob on a mat, tents or cribs, which are special shelters for drying grains.
And where maize is placed down to dry, it is best that the maize should not touch the ground.
That is correct, Elias. Most fungi and bacteria are found in the soil, and they can get their way into your maize. This is also to keep the maize clean and avoid it from picking water from the ground and the fungus that cause aflatoxin. Also, make sure to keep farm animals away. Protect your maize from rain and morning dew too. And to make the process of drying quick, place cobs in a single layer and turn after every hour.
The crib should be raised from the ground and should also have rat or mice protectors.
At least 1 meter high. This is higher than the rats can jump.
That's right. The cribs should also be kept clean before the harvest. The farmer should make sure that none of the timber have pests like large grain borer.
So the large grain borer is a storage pest that is known to move directly from the timber into the freshly harvested grain.
Let me say this. Before removing maize from the cob, maize cob need to be selected and sorted out. Remove all cobs that have been attacked by pests, diseases, mold, and those that have been injured.
This is the Shamba Shape Up podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you.
Let us now talk about the process of removing the maize grain from the cobs, which is also known as shelling.
That is what makes the maize grain available for eating and even for selling.
Please note that at the time of shelling, it is best that the maize should neither be too moist, that is soft, nor too dry. Make sure there is as little damage to the grain as possible.
Damaged grain is easily attacked by insects and diseases and will sell for low prices at the market.
We have different ways that farmers use to shell maize. Do you know any of these methods?
Yes, I do. I have seen farmers using bare hands and also beating with sticks in a sack.
I have seen farmers using handheld shellers and manual pedal shellers.
You have left one out, the motorized maize sheller.
Ah, correct.
They are run by electricity or fuel and need special attention. This type of shellers are fast and save time, but they are very expensive. Contact Aishamba for more information on shellers. However, we advise farmers not to shell maize by beating with sticks. It breaks a lot of the grains.
And after shelling our maize, we need to dry it. We are always reminded that moisture content for dry maize is around 12 to 13%.
That's right. After shelling, the maize grains are dried further, ready for storage. This is done mainly under the sun. Maize can also be dried in commercial dryers where available by paying a small amount of money. When drying, the depth of the maize should be up to your ankle. If raised any higher, the grains at the bottom of the pile will not dry well and quickly.
And how will I be sure that the maize is dry enough to be put in store?
I know of the biting method, salt method, and use of moisture meters.
You're right. And would you care to tell us more on the methods?
No problem, Lillian. In the biting method, the farmer bites the dry grain, and if the grain is hard and breaks easily into many parts, then the grain is dry enough to put in the store. Of the salt method, a clean dry glass jar is needed as well as salt. The salt must first be dried for at least 3 to 4 hours in the hot sun.
You're right. Once you have all the tools, add salt to the container. Just enough grains should be added to fill the jar or bottle halfway. Put the lid on the jar or the bottle. Shake well to mix the salt and the grains for about 1 minute, then allow to settle for 10 to 15 minutes. If after this time the salt sticks on the jar, then the maize is not dry enough. If it does not stick, then the maize is dry and safe for storage.
And a farmer can easily do it at home.
There's also the use of a moisture meter. The moisture meter is easy to carry. It is fast, simple to use, and accurate. Although they are more accurate, they are expensive.
Oh, there's one more. The shaking of the grains in your hands, and if they produce a shaker sound, then they are dry, but it is not recommended. And we are aware that cleaning our grain before storing, it boosts its quality.
We clean our maize by winnowing and sieving to remove grains that have been damaged by insects and molds, and also to remove stones, husks, broken grains, dust, and any unwanted dirt.
After all this has been done, we should now prepare our maize for storage. How and where do we store our maize?
Many small-scale farmers store their maize in open sacks. These sacks freely let in air and insects, which is not good for maize.
If you use this type of sack, you have to dust the grain with the right insecticides to keep the insects away.
And as always, read the instructions on the packet very carefully so that you can add the correct amount of the insecticide to the maize grain.
Guys, there are these new bags that are quickly replacing the traditional sacks that the farmers have been using. They are called the hematic sacks.
Yes, and they are becoming very popular. Many farmers know it as pick bags. Pick bags have three layers that do not let in air or pests.
Oh, so this is why farmers opt to use pick bags. You control pests without using chemicals. This is a big save for the farmer and safer to eat.
It is important to keep in mind that pick bags should not be placed in direct sunshine or close to the fire.
Now our maize is well bagged and ready to be put in the store. A good store should keep the maize dry and clean.
Also, it should not let in rain, and it is best to protect the maize from direct sunlight. The floor and walls should be easy to clean. If there are cracks on the walls and the floor, seal them. Pests can hide in the cracks. And lastly, it should allow air to flow freely inside.
We are reminded not to keep the new harvest with grain from the last season.
Yes, before we bring in the new harvest, clean the store by removing dust and cobwebs from the roof, walls, and floor. Two, remove any old grains.
After the store has been cleaned, dust the whole store with the right insecticides. Do not place maize on the floor. Check on your grains often to look out for mold, rats, and pests that attack grains in store.
And do not forget to remove any grain sacks attacked by pests. And to avoid grain loss, make sure to repair any holes and leaks in the storage bags.
Lillian, we know that there are farmers who may not have their own store or do not have proper stores, and they would like to store their maize to get a good price in the future. How can they be helped?
For such farmers, we advise them to use warehouse receipts.
Warehouse receipt? What is that?
This is a process where farmers can safely store their maize in a common store provided by the government or a service provider after paying a small fee. The farmer is given papers known as warehouse receipts as proof of ownership of a portion of the maize in the warehouse.
This is a really good way to help farmers not to make losses, as it allows small-scale farmers to store their maize and sell when the price is good.
And did you know, with the receipt given, the farmer can get a loan from the bank on the strength of the maize stored. The farmer can also buy farm inputs like fertilizer and pay once the maize has been sold. Examples of these warehouses are like Lesiolo Grain Handlers Limited and the National Cereals and Produce Board. You can contact Ashamba for more information on these warehouses.
Ah, very nice. As we wind up, remember to harvest your maize at the right time. Dry your maize well, winnow, and sort your maize to remove infected and affected maize, broken and discolored maize.
Make sure to use good storage bags or insecticide dust to protect your maize. Your store should give you enough space so that your sacks are off the floor and wall. Dear farmer, we have come to the end of our podcast. We hope that these tips will enable you to harvest and store your maize well and make a good profit from your sweat. Farmer, we hope this supports you. This is your podcast and you matter. And that's why we want you to listen to us from anywhere at any time, download and share.
We would also love to hear from you in the comment section. And if
you want more information or have any questions, you can call us on 0711 082 606 or you can text us. Our SMS number is 21606. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices.
In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes. You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shepherd.
Until next time,
bye-bye.